finally, a psychotherapist that focuses on helping people strive for self-awareness and thrive for self-satisfaction with their place in the world. It's a show for real people with real lives, with all the drama, trauma, and chaos that life can throw at you. Here she is, Dr. Bev.
Welcome to Emotions Are Us. What a very special program I have for you today. This is about parents. Answer yes to any of these questions if it feels right to you in your inner self. Did you have a parent, especially a mother, that everything she does was deniable? There was always some excuse or some explanation. Sounds familiar? She violated your boundaries. You felt like an extension of her. She favoritized. Narcissistic mothers commonly choose one, sometimes more, child to be the golden child, and one times or sometimes more to be the scapegoat. Sounds familiar? She undermines. You're an adult even now, and she undermines your accomplishments and acknowledged only to the extent that she can take credit for them. She demeans, criticizes, denigrates. She lets you know in all little sorts of ways that she thinks less of you than she does of your siblings or of other people in general, for that matter. She makes you look crazy. If you try to confront her about something she's done, she'll tell you that you have a very vivid imagination, dear. That's one that's often used. Narcissist gaslight, and that's what that is called. When she makes you look crazy. She does that routinely. She's very envious. Anytime you get something nice, she's angry and envious. And her envy will be apparent in the way when she admires whatever it is. She'll try to get it from you, spoil it for you, or get the same or better for herself. She's a liar in too many ways that counts. Anytime she talks about something that has emotional significance for her, it is a fair bet that she's lying. She has to be the center of attention at all times. This need is a defining trait of a narcissist, particularly of narcissistic mothers for whom their children exist to be sources of attention and admiration for her. She manipulates your emotions in order to feed your pain. This is an exceptionally sick and bizarre behavior so common among narcissistic mothers that their children often call them emotional vampires. She's selfish. She's willful. She makes sure she has the best of everything, and she insists on having her own way all of the time, and she will ruthlessly, manipulatively pursue it, even if what she wants isn't worth all the effort she's putting into it, and even if that effort goes far beyond normal behavior. She's very self-absorbed. Her feelings, her needs, her wants are very important. Yours, however, my dear, are insignificant to the point that at her least whim takes precedence over your basic needs. She's insanely defensive and extremely sensitive to any criticism. If you criticize her, she will defy her, or if you try to defy her, she will explode with fury. She terrorizes. For all abusers, fear is a powerful means of controlling of their victim. And your narcissist's mother will use it ruthlessly to train you. She's infantile and petty. Yes, narcissistic mothers are often simply childish. She's aggressive and shameless. She doesn't ask, she demands. She parentifies. She sheds her responsibility to you as soon as she's able, leaving you to take care of yourself the best way you could or the best way you can as an adult. She's exploitive. She will manipulate to get work, money, or objects she envies out of other people for nothing. She projects. Yeah, projection. Projection means that she will put her own behavior, her own bad behavior, character, and traits on you so she can deny them in herself and punish you. She is never wrong about anything, no matter what she's done. She won't ever genuinely apologize for anything. She seems to have no awareness of that other people even have feelings. Yes, she doesn't have an awareness of that. She doesn't even have an awareness that you, her child, has feelings. She'll occasionally slip and say something jaw-droppingly callous because of this lack of empathy. She doesn't care about other people's feelings. She just doesn't. She blames. She'll blame you for everything that isn't right in her life or for what other people do or whatever has happened. Always, she'll blame you for her abuse. She destroys your relationship. Narcissistic mothers are like tornadoes. Wherever they touch down, families are torn apart and wounds are afflicted. As a last resort, this is what she does when she's confronted with unavoidable consequences of her own bad behavior, including anger. She will melt down into a soggy puddle of weeping helplessness. She'll cry. She'll sob. If any of that sounds familiar to you, you are the adult child, a survivor of a narcissistic parent. Now, every narcissistic parent is an emotional abuser. Sometimes they hit, they do many other things that can be cruel, but mostly they go to your emotions. Remember, this is emotions are us. This is what Dr. Bev is talking about today, giving you knowledge and education so that you know what's happening to you. Many people who have had narcissistic parents live such confused lives, they don't know that they don't know. And so they don't know how to act. Well, today we are telling you, I am giving you the information of exactly what's going on. You are not crazy. You might be a little cray cray, but you are not crazy. Okay. A narcissistic personality disorder is what we call it in the mental health community. But for the sake of brevity, we'll just call this narcissistic or NPD. I want to thank the support system of adult children of narcissists. You will be able to find their website located on our show page. Thank you very much for giving me this vital information and letting me share it with my listeners. Now, a narcissistic personality disorder is one of a group of conditions called dramatic personality disorders. People with these disorders have an intense, unstable emotions and a distorted self-image. Narcissist personality disorder is further characterized by an abnormal love of self, an exaggerated sense of superiority and importance, and a preoccupation with success and power. And that's noted and given in research by the Cleveland Clinic, narcissistic personality disorders. Now, here are a few other traits about an NPD. An exaggerated sense of one's own abilities and achievements. A constant need for attention, affirmation, and praise. A belief that he or she is unique or special and should only associate with people of the same status. Persistent fantasies about attaining success and power. Exploiting other people for their personal gain. A sense of entitlement and expectation of special treatment. a preoccupation with success and power, feeling envious of others and believing that others are envious of him or her. Now, I'm going to take this a little bit further because this is Dr. Bev. This is Emotions Are Us. This is America Out Loud Network. So we can just go all the way there. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Other traits that psychologists have mentioned, besides the ones that I've already spoken about, they have an exaggerated, they exaggerate one's achievements or talents, expecting constant praise and admiration, failing to recognize other people's feelings or emotions, expecting others to go along with every single plan and idea that she has, requiring constant attention, positive reinforcement from others. They really have trouble keeping healthy relationship. Watch out for those people that have been in married 5 or 6 times, okay? Think, stop, drop, and roll. An NPD, a narcissistic parent, is easily hurt and rejected if someone doesn't agree with his or her every thought or command, reacting with anger, shame, or humiliation. They lack empathy regarding the feelings of others. This is the best way that we can characterize a narcissistic parent. I want to go deeper. At the beginning of the show, I spoke about everything she does is deniable. She's aggressive and hostile acts are paraded as thoughtfulness. Oh yeah. Yeah, she'll act like she's really thinking about you. Selfish manipulations are presented as mere gifts. Criticisms and slander is slyly disguised as concern. I call that nice nasty. Yes. She only wants the best for you. That's the nice. She only wants to help you. That's the nice. But the nasty comes in the cruelties couched in her loving terms. She rarely says anything that she thinks, says outright anything that she thinks is inadequate. Instead, anytime you tell her something you've done good, she will counter with something your siblings or someone else that did better, or she simply ignores you, doesn't hear you, and without saying, then in a short time, she does something cruel to you so you understand not to get above yourself. As they used to say in the old days, you're smelling your top nose. That's a very interesting expression. With her, many put-downs are simply comparisons. Anytime you're compared with someone else, know that you're being shamed. I'm going to say that again. Check yourself. Anytime somebody compares you with somebody else, they're being nice nasty. They're being passive aggressive. They are shaming you. Because of her comparisons, she lets you know that you're no good without even saying a word. She can just give you that look that makes you feel worthless. She'll spoil your pleasures in something by simply congratulating you for it in an angry, envious voice that conveys how unhappy she is. Oh, but once your narcissistic mother has trained you, she can promise terrible punishments without a word. As a result, you're always afraid, you're always wrong, and you can never put your finger on exactly why. That's why this topic is so important today. You think that you're crazy. You can never quite put your finger on it. You love her, but at the same time, you hate the things that she does. But she's your mother, and everyone tells you you're supposed to love your mother. How dare you? They say that even in the Bible. So it's difficult to go against the social mores and norms and even sometimes even think about this. many people don't really get it until they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And they just finally just have to, you know, move away, step back, because they've been hurt and torn down so much. Or even more cruelly to themselves, they keep trying and trying and trying to win that love, to get that attention, to be nurtured. I'm sorry. I hate to disappoint you. Hate is a strong word, but I have to be authentic, real, and raw, because this is Dr. Bev. You're not going to get it. Stop trying. Please, stop trying. Because her abusiveness is a part of a lifelong campaign of control, because she's careful to rationalize her abuse, it is extremely difficult to explain to other people what is so bad about her. Because you know why? She's real, real careful about when and how she engages her abuse. It won't be in front of somebody else that she does this. She's secretive. It's a characteristic of almost all abusers. She will tell you quick, fast, in a hurry. Don't wash our dirty laundry in public. That means whatever she did to you in your home behind closed doors, don't you talk about it. Don't you go and tell one of your teachers about it. Don't you talk to one of your friends about this. You keep this to yourself. And secrets are lies, and they hurt you. They hurt you. They hurt your inner self. Your inner child is hurt. So you as a person feel worthless, not worthy. You don't know your net worth. She'll choose the times when she punishes you, telling everyone else what she's done. The times and locations of her worst abuses are carefully chosen so that no one who might intervene will hear or see her bad behavior. And she will seem like a completely different person in public. Oh, yes. Completely different. Like, oh, most people think she's the most wonderful person in the world. She's always, you know, wanting to be there to help at school, in the community, you know, in the neighborhood. And that's what she shows the outside face. That's a cover. It's a mask. That's what she shows the outside people. But when you get home, you know differently. When that mask comes off, it's ugly, 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 ugly. She'll slam you in front of other people. But she will always embed her devaluing nugget of snide gossip in protestation of concern and love and understanding for you. Oh, my dear child. God bless her heart. She just don't know no better. If you tell anyone, she says, I have to tell you that she always talks about you in the most caring way. If you say that to someone, what really happens at home, you know what? They'll tell you, oh, no, that's impossible. Your mother always speaks so highly of you and your accomplishments. Yes, she does, in front of you. And I told you she violates your boundaries. You feel like you're an extension of her. You are property, and your property can be given away without your consent, sometimes right in front of you. Like, for instance, food is eaten off your plate or given to others off your plate. Your property may be repossessed for no reason given other than it was never yours. Your time is committed without consulting you. Oh, yes. What you have to do doesn't matter. It's what she wants done, and that's what matters. And guess what? She's not going to ask you. She's going to tell you. And she'll tell you in any way she can. Talking to you, emails, conversation. Oh, you just better check yourself, especially when you were growing up. Remember how she used to snoop in your room and then use that information against you? All this is done without seeming embarrassed, or that she even thinks that she's doing something mean, hurtful, or cruel. And then she favoritizes. Oh my goodness. Narcissistic mothers commonly choose one or more child to be the golden child. That child can never do nothing wrong. Not anything wrong. And then she has the scapegoat. Now, the scapegoat has no needs. Instead, gets to do the caring. In other words, she'll use a scapegoat to take care of her. And the scapegoat will, as an adult, even continue, because you've been so well trained, to love her, meet her every need and command. You know, and you will overcommit yourself. You will not do something that's very important to you in order to meet one of her needs. Yes, the scapegoat is always at fault. This creates a real division between children. If you have one or more siblings, you all are angry at each other. You don't like each other. Yes. And you've been trained not to like each other for various reasons. Yes. It's true. The golden child will defend the mother and indirectly perpetuate the abuse by finding reasons to blame the scapegoat for the mother's actions. The golden child may also directly take on the narcissistic mother's task by physically abusing you, the scapegoat, so that the narcissistic mother doesn't have to do it herself. Yes, I'll say it again. The narcissistic mother may even use your own brother or sister to hit you, push you down the steps. Even I've seen it in some families that I have counseled, where the mother will use their own child to beat their siblings with a belt, a broom, or a brush, anything that is hurtful, so that she doesn't have to do it herself. She'll just watch and praise the golden child. Yes, seems kind of impossible, but I'm sure some of my listening audience, you felt this. You know it to be true now. Dr. Bev is telling you what? The truth. Real, raw, and authentically. This is Emotions Are Us. This is as real as it gets. Trust and believe. You listen to this information, it can change your life, your entire life. Where you've wanted to be successful before, you can let go of that narcissism. You have to treat them with a long-handled spoon, as they used to say in the old days. Sometimes you have to get far away from them, move to another city, another country, whatever. But I can better bet you that you will be financially successful. Your goals, your self-esteem will grow. You can finally find out who you are. Yes, I said it. You can finally find out who you are and what you're capable of doing. You're probably, the scapegoat is usually the genius in the family. I love scapegoats because they'll tell you the truth. They'll tell you exactly what's going on. They don't have anything to lose. I mean, what else can the mother do? She's emotionally killed you. So, you know, hey, like you get hit by a bus, so what? You've had the worst of the worst of the worst. But Dr. Bev is telling you that here it is, you can get better, you can change and adapt. I'm a psychotherapist who believes in counseling. I get counseling for myself. I have my own psychotherapist. Oops, she let out a secret. And what? I'm human too. And I'm so glad that I have that third party to go to that holds my confidentiality, doesn't take sides, but gives me the pure facts. Doesn't let me skate around anything, but points it out and lets me make the decisions. She doesn't make decisions for me, but she does give me knowledge and education. She does help me work with my inner child. I can only say to you, have the courage to pick up the phone, call a counselor, make an appointment. Just have the courage. That's one of the things I tell people when they call my office. Some of them have waited many, many years. They're in their 30s, their 40s, their 50s. I even had one woman who was in her 60s. She finally had, her children were grown. She had nothing else. And all she did was think about herself and what happened to her as she was growing up, and then how she treated her own children. And now her own children won't come to see her or talk to her. She reflects, and she finally makes that call. And I hope she gets the right therapist, the right counselor for her. The one that says, don't worry, I don't give fear, grief, anger. I don't shame. I don't blame. All this is confidential. And we can get this up and out of you so that you can become you, your authentic self, your real self, your successful self, your loving self, your nurturing self. Yes, you will stop hurting yourself. She always undermines your accomplishments. And only if, you know, you accredit, you give her credit, please, at all times. You know, if it wasn't for my mother, I wouldn't have been able to do this or that or this or whatever it is. And then she's happy about that to a certain extent. Any success or accomplishment for which she cannot take credit is ignored or diminished. Anytime you are center stage, there is no opportunity for her to be the center of attention. Trust me, she will try to prevent occasions altogether, or she doesn't come, or she leaves early, or acts like it's no big deal, or she steals the spotlight, or she slips in a little wounding comment, sort of twisting the knife about, you know, how much better someone else did, or how what you did wasn't much as you could have done or as you think you did. Yes, right. You smelling your top lip. You smelling your top nose. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting phrase. You're smelling your top. You're smelling your top lip. I find that one most amusing of all. All of the old-fashioned shaming methods of passive aggressiveness, nice, nasty, you know, they blame it on you. Because anytime you speak out, speak up, yes, she's going to put you right down to the ground with heartlessly. Walk away and think nothing about it. She will be nasty to you about things that are connected with your success, so that you find your joy in whatever you've done is tarnished. And you know what? Sometimes she can do that without saying anything directly about it. No matter what your success, she has to take you a peg down. She's got to be top dog, as we say in Gestalt. You have to be bottom. Yes, she is always going to take you down just a little. You know, don't get too big. Don't get too biggity. Don't think you more than anyone else or her. Oh, she'll find a way to mess that up. She lets you know in all sorts of little ways that she thinks less of you than she does of your siblings or other people in general. Yes, she demeans, she criticizes, she puts you down. And if you complain about it, mistreatment by someone else, she will take that person's side even if she doesn't even know them. She doesn't care about those people or justice or your complaints. You can claim that her boyfriend, the stepdaddy, raped you, and guess what? She's going to blame you for being promiscuous, and she's still going to stay with that man. Isn't that something? That just, whoo. Yes, she would never deliver general barbs that are almost impossible to rebuke. Always in a loving tone, a caring tone, she says things like, "You are always such a difficult child. I believe I brought the wrong baby home from the hospital. You can be very difficult to love. You never seem to be able to finish anything. You were so very hard to live with. You were always causing trouble. No one could put up with the things that you do." She will deliver slams like this in a sidelong way. For example, she'll complain about no one loves her. No one does anything for her or cares about her. She'll always complain that everyone else is so selfish when you're the only person in the room. Who is she talking about? She's talking about you, boo-boo. Yes, she is. "You never do anything for me. No one ever does anything for me. Everyone is so selfish." Yes, This is the truth. She will slip in little comments into a conversation that she really enjoyed something someone else did, something she did with you too, but didn't like as much. Oh yes, I took her to the ice cream parlor. I thought I was doing such a wonderful, loving thing for her. But guess what? It was awful. It was just awful. It was just such an awful experience. I'll never do that again. She minimizes, discounts, or ignores your opinions and your experiences. Your insights are met with denials, put downs, and accusations. I think you read too much. You think you're too smart. You think you have all the sense. Yes, she'll brush off your information even on subjects of which you are knowledgeable and you're an expert. Whatever you say is met with smirks, a laugh, an amusing sound, or, you don't say, really? And then she'll make it clear that she didn't listen to a word you said. It went in one ear and it came out the other. Narcissistic parents. That's what we're talking about here today on Emotions Are Us. America Out Loud Network, thank you. Please, as you listen to us, and go to the show page. You're there already, or you've downloaded our app. Tell me what you think about this. Tell me how you feel. Were you ever in this situation? Do you think you're the only one? I trust and believe you're not. There are thousands, millions of children who were trained this way. It's not you. Get some MH. Mental health. Raise your EQ, your emotional quotient. You don't have to live life this way. You don't have to live life with drama, trauma, and chaos. Life can and will be better for you. Run. Make that call. Be courageous. Call a therapist. Interview several till you find one that fits you. By Skype, by telephone, in person. I've got to put this one in again, and I said I would come back to it, because this is why most people, or I would say what most adult children, survivors of narcissistic parents, is so afraid of, and other people have told them that, and that is why I suggest a psychotherapist, someone that you can talk to who will give you a different view, if I may, of what has happened to you that may be helpful to your understanding. Because what the mother will do is she will make you look crazy. She will make you look crazy. If you try to confront her about anything she's done, she's going to tell you that you have a very vivid imagination, dear. This is a phrase that's commonly used by abusers of all sorts to invalidate your experience of their abuse. That you don't know what you're talking about, or that she has no idea what you're talking about. She'll claim that not to even remember even the most memorable events. Your first birthday, graduation from high school. No. Yep. She'll pull that one on you. And no, that never, I was there, but I didn't see that. I don't quite remember it in the way that you do, dear. You must be mistaken. This is an extremely aggressive, and it is a hurtful tactic that will make you so angry because she knows which one of your buttons to push. And no matter what it takes, if she has to push 1, 2, or 3, please don't even let it get past 3, because you are going to be hurt. I want to tell you there's a word for that. Gaslighting. Gaslighting. You just got lit. Like a match. Gasoline. Pour it down. Hit a strike a match. Boom. That's just what she does. She makes you look crazy. You go to tell somebody else what your mother's done. Baby, that your mother always speaks so highly of you. Yeah, she'll make you look crazy. Narcissists gaslight routinely. the narcissist will either insinuate or will tell you outright that you are unstable. Otherwise, you wouldn't believe such ridiculous things or be so uncooperative. You're oversensitive. You're imagining things. You're hysterical. You're completely unreasonable. You overreact to just everything. Just like you always do. You overreact. She'll talk to you when you've calmed down and you aren't so irrational. Dear, go to your room. I'll talk to you when you calm down. She may even characterize you as being neurotic or psychotic. Become an adult and see what I say. Yes, she will. And I've seen mothers. This is so, I can only find it, say, as a therapist to when I watch it. It's so interesting. I've seen parents who will do that to a 4 and 5 year old. I've seen it happening in my office, and I always have to step in because I'm a child's advocate. Hold on, wait a minute. Your daughter or your son just expressed their feelings or their experience of something that they've seen or heard you do, and the parent will immediately turn to the child. I've seen this done to a 4 and 5 year old child. Immediately turn to the child. Why did you say that? That's not what happened. Here's what happened. So you're saying that your own daughter is not telling the truth. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying she doesn't remember it the way it really happened. Gotcha. Red flag to a therapist. I'm looking at a narcissist. She's constructed all kinds of things about her own helplessness, her victimhood. She didn't do anything to you but just try to love you. She has no idea why you're so irrational or angry with her. How could you do that? I'm your mother. You've hurt her terribly. She thinks you may need psychotherapy. That's the only right thing she said to you, is you do need psychotherapy, because she's trained you, what? To be a serious hater. Yes, she has. To hate, guess who? Yourself. How insidious is that? Please, be courageous. Pick up the phone. Make a call. Email Dr. Bev here at Emotions R Us. Talk to some professional. Not your friends, not your roommate, not your husband. Look, talk to a professional. She'll tell you things like, she loves you so very much and would do anything to make you happy, but she just doesn't know what to do. You keep pushing her away, and all she wants to do is help you. She's so self-absorbed of any responsibility or obvious empathy towards her implied that it's something fundamentally wrong with you that makes you angry with her and undermine your credibility with her listeners. She plays the role of a doting, loving mother so perfectly that no one will believe you. I'll say it again. You are not crazy. All of us in this world have a little cray cray in us. Okay? This is the world. This is the world we live in. But I'll tell you this. You are not crazy. You're loving. You're worthy. You're a very, very good person. You've just been trained in a way that allows you to hurt yourself. She's envious. Anytime you get something nice, she's angry. The envy of a narcissistic mother often includes competing sexually with her daughters or daughters-in-law. They'll attempt to forbid their daughters to wear makeup or to groom themselves in an age-appropriate way to date. They will criticize the appearance of their daughters and daughters-in-law. This envy extends to relationships. Narcissistic mothers are famous for attempting to damage their children's marriages and interfere with the upbringing of their grandchildren. Let's say that one again because it is so, so true. They will attempt to damage your marriage, and they will interfere with the upbringing of your children. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Just think about that for a minute. Sometimes you if you ever have that feeling that sometimes, you know, you love your mother, but you really don't want your children to be around her because of the way she acts, the way she plays favorite over one of your children versus the other. She's doing the same thing to them that she did to you, and now you can see it more clearly. But yet on the other hand, she lovingly says, "Oh dear, you need a weekend away. Please go take a rest. I'll take care of the children for you." And the things she says about you to them makes them wonder. And then you wonder why they behave the way they do when they get home to you. They put you down. They say mean things to you. Yes, mother's training them too. Be careful of who you let your children around, including your own family members. She's a liar in too many ways to count. Anytime she talks about something that has emotional significance to her, it's a fair bet that she's lying. If her mouth is moving, she's lying. Lying is one way that she creates conflict in the relationship and the lives of those around her. She'll lie to them about what other people have said, what they've done, or how they feel. She'll lie about her relationship with them, about your behavior or your situation, in order to make herself feel like she's top dog. Yes, she's better than, to undermine your credibility. Now, let me tell you this. A narcissist is very careful about how she lies. I want you to check this out. To an outsider, she'll lie thoughtfully and deliberately, always in a way that can be covered up if she's confronted with a lie. Oh, she just took that in the wrong way. She's so sensitive. She spins what you say rather than make something up wholesale. Yes, it'll have a little bit of truth in it. Like, yes, you did say, "Hello, mother," but you didn't say or do something that she asked you to do. Yes, that's the one that really makes you feel crazy. That she'll take something that you said, a little piece of something, and then wholesale that into another story. Like, "Excuse me, I was there too. I didn't see or hear that." But you know you're going to always be wrong. She puts dishonest interpretations on things you actually did. If she's done something particularly wrong, she may engage in what we call preventive lying. Check this out. She lies in advance to discount what you might say before you say it. Then when you talk about it, she'll cut you off with, "I already know all about that. Your mother told me." Self-justifications and lies. Because she's so careful about her deniability, it may be very hard to catch her in lies, and be the more gullible of her friends may never realize how dishonest she really, really is. She wears her mask well. To you, she'll lie blatantly. To you, her child, oh, she'll lie outright. Outright. She'll claim to be unable to remember the bad things that she's done. Even if it's something very memorable. Of course, if you try to jog her memory by recounting the circumstances, she'll tell you again, "Oh dear, you have such a very vivid imagination." That was so long ago. Why do you keep dredging up old grudges? Your conversations with her are full of casual brush-offs. She doesn't expect respect you enough to even bother about making it sound good. For example, she'll start with some self-serving lie. If I don't take you as a dependent on my taxes, I'll lose $3,000. You refute her lie with an obvious truth. No, $3,000 is the amount of the dependent exemption. You'll only lose about $800. Her response, isn't that what I said? You are now in the game with only one rule. I'm going to tell you again. You cannot win. Stop trying. Stop trying to put effort into this. You know, I have to also say, this could be a parent. Most narcissistic children find themselves as adults in narcissistic relationships, trying to prove to the other person that they're good, they're honest, they have character, they have credibility, they have integrity. It doesn't work, and the relationship doesn't work, because that person, you've almost like you're in a relationship with your mother. When you realize that, don't run. Take a jumping leap and let go. Let go. Be courageous. Make that phone call. Save yourself now. She has to be the center of attention at all times. This need to be the center of attention is the defining trait of a narcissist, particularly a narcissistic mother for whom their children exist to be sources of her attention. Yes, a narcissistic mothers love to be waited on and often pepper up their children with little requests. While you're up, could you get me a cup of coffee? Yes, she couldn't just assign a chore at the beginning of the week or day. Instead, you had to do it on demand. On demand. Preferably at the time that was inconvenient for you. Oh, she knew that you were going out with your friends. You're 17 years old. She knows that you've been planning for 3 weeks to go to the movies. She's approved it with the parents, everyone. You're expecting to go. You're so excited. Your ride is right there. They've come in. They've said hello. And your mother tells you, where do you think you're going? And you didn't finish those dishes? They'll just have to wait. Or they can go by themselves, because you're going to finish those dishes before you leave this house. A narcissistic mother may create occasions at which she can be the center of attention, such as memorials for someone close to her who died long ago, or major celebrations, or small personal milestone. She may love to entertain so she can be the life of her own party. She will try to steal the spotlight or will try to spoil any occasion where someone else is the center of attention, particularly the child she has cast as the scapegoat. I'm coming to an end here. Realize again, and she will manipulate your emotions in order to feed on your pain. She'll slip in wounding comments in the conversation and smile delightfully into your hurt face. She's a vampire. She will suck all the life out of you. She's selfish and willful. She will make a huge effort to get something you denied her, even if it was entirely your right to do so. And even if her demand was selfish and unreasonable, if you tell her you cannot bring her friends to your that she cannot bring her friends to your party, she'll show up with them anyway. She would have told them that you invited them, so that you either have to give in or be the poor guy, or, you know, hey, the doormat. That's right. She'll call on your own spouse and try to get him or her to agree that she can, and to not say anything to you because it's a surprise. She has to show you that you can't tell her no. She's self-absorbed. She will complain constantly, even though your situation may be worse than hers. If you point that out, she effortlessly, thoughtlessly brushes it aside as no important. It's easy for you, dear. It's so different for me. She is insanely defensive and sensitive to any criticism. She terrorizes. The alternative to trying to placate, if you give her everything she wants all the time, you might, and I say might, that's a big might, be spared. If you don't, the punishments will come. Even adult children of narcissists still feel that calculated fear that they just can't quite put their finger on. Your narcissistic mother can turn it on with silence or a look that tells the child in you she's thinking about how she's going to get even, and you know it's coming. She's infantile and she's petty. If you ask her to stop some bad behavior because of your children or even because of you, she would justify it by pointing out something that you did that she feels is comparable. It's not. It's a different subject. They always try to change the subject. As though the childish behavior of a child is justification for the childish behavior of an adult. She's all about getting even. Anytime you fail to give her what she wants, an attention or service she feels she deserves, you don't give her her wishes, oh, she'll show you better than she can tell you. She's aggressive and shameless. She demands of her children are posed in a very aggressive way, just as her criticism. She won't take no for an answer. Pushing and arm twisting and manipulating to get you to give in. She parentifies. Yes, as soon as you get a job, every request for school supplies, clothing, toiletries was met with, well, now you're making money. Why don't you pay for it your own self? You studied up on your own to go to college. You chose to cheat one without even visiting it. You signed yourself up for the SATs. You earned money to pay for the SATs. Talk someone into driving you to the test site to take the test. You worked 3 jobs to pay for that cheap college. When you finally get to, you've graduated, you've done something. She'll tell you, I'm so happy you can take care of yourself, so now I don't have to. Interesting. She's never wrong about anything. She seems to have no awareness that other people even have feelings. She destroys your relationships, your wife, your girlfriend, her daughter-in-law. They're all a piece of trash to her because they are taking you away from her every demand. Or they might try to stick up for you. She's not having that. She's going to push them down. She will destroy a relationship in a hurry. And I'm going to tell you, as a last resort, she'll go pathetic. Don't go for it. When you hear the crying and the, oh my gosh, I can't believe you said that. I can't believe you've hurt me in such a way. Don't believe the lie. Like I said, run to the nearest phone. All of you have smartphones. Look. Call, be courageous enough to ask for help. Speak to a therapist. Download this app. Download our America Out Loud app. Listen to this several times. If you find any of this that agrees with any part of your spirit, please, this is Emotions Are Us. Dr. Beth, seek out a professional.